Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a person can save himself from many hard falls by refraining from jumping to conclusions. We appreciate this opportunity of study. We're glad that you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. Let's return now to our study and our dealings with God. Do you remember in the 50th Psalm, David points out that as God speaks to mankind, he tells man that you're guilty of sin. You've done the wrong thing. But you need to remember you're dealing with one who is all-powerful, who knows everything, who is everywhere, who is not subject to the limitations that are common and are a part of man's conduct. Well, as he makes this point, he says some of you have made the mistake of thinking you could deal with God just like you deal with your fellow man. You're thinking that God is just like man. Well, friends, it isn't true. God is not like men, and what I may be able to do in my dealings with mankind, I cannot do the same in regard to dealing with God. Let's look at some areas along this particular line. Well, first of all, remember that I can hide things from my fellow man, but I can never hide anything from God. God knows everything that goes on in the universe, and I cannot hide things from them. Imagine a person who maybe lies about something and hides it from people about him. He doesn't let it be known that he has lied and that he has done the wrong thing, but he hides it, and he successfully hides it from a few people. Well, as you think about that, that's the way men deal with each other. They hide things from each other and think that it's forgotten because, well, it's hidden. Is there ever a time that man has been successful in hiding something from God? Well, the answer is obviously no. You're not dealing with a man. You're dealing with someone who knows everything. Look at the Hebrew letter and notice the fact that in chapter 4 and verse 12, the record says the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing sunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there anything hidden from his eyes. All things are open and naked before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Now, the writer of the Hebrew letter is making this point very clear. There isn't any way that I can hide anything from God, because God sees everything. He knows everything. I cannot hide anything from him. I may be able to deceive family and friends. I may be able to deceive co-workers, but I cannot deceive God in any manner. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 15 and verse 3, the writer of the Proverbs says, "All things God sees. He is able to see everything we do. He beholds the good and the bad. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the bad." That just simply means that God sees everything we do. Why would we think that I can mistreat someone and God doesn't know about it? Why would I think that I can lie about something and God will not be aware of it? Why do I think that I can be dishonest with people about me and get away with it, and somehow or other, God will also be deceived by that? God is not the same as men. You don't deal with him in the same manner. What I may be able to deceive others about, I have not deceived God in any way. Do you remember in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, We have a statement in verse 13 that I'm sure that you're familiar with. The passage says, "Now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Now I'd like for you to look at the next verse, verse 14. "And He shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or bad." Can you see in the passage the fact that God knows everything that we do, and even if we get away with something in this life, judgment is ahead, and God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. We're simply trying to impress on your mind the fact that in verse 21 of Psalms 50, God said to mankind, "You think I'm just like you are, but I'm not just like you are, and you're not dealing just with another man, you're dealing with divinity." Well, it's important then that we understand that we cannot hide things from God, though we may be able to hide it from other people. Some people have filthy language, and they would leave the impression with a few people that they don't use that kind of language. But when they're off by themselves or off with those who likewise are interested in using filthy language, they go ahead and use that kind of language just like others. They try to hide it from people, but friends, they haven't hidden it from God. You may be able to deceive people in regard to the things you're doing, but remember, God is not deceived in what you think along those lines. Well, not only is that true, but when you're dealing with God, remember, man goes back on his word, but God doesn't ever. When God says this is the way it will be, that's exactly the way it's going to be. Now, man may say, "Oh, this is what I'll do," and make all kinds of promises, but you don't have any evidence that they'll carry through on the promises that they give unto you. However, that's not true in regard to God. In 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter talks about some people who were doubting God's ability to carry out what He said He was going to do. And so they went about saying, "Well, God promised that He would send His Son. Where is the promise of His coming?" Or where's the fulfillment of that promise? They were looking about and saying, "We don't see Jesus. He hasn't come. And so the Lord is not able to carry out what He said along these lines." So they, as it were, are mocking God, saying, "Well, He just couldn't keep His word." Well, Peter picks up at this point and reminds them that the time element is something that is in God's hands, not in man's. Men commonly go about thinking that they can tell God when to do whatever it is that God said He would do. But God is not governed by man's time schedule. We have the idea that time is reckoned by God just like you and I reckon time. Well, it just doesn't happen. Peter says, "A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day." Mark it down. There's a different time element. And so when we say God didn't keep His word, it may be that we're simply saying God didn't do what He said He was going to do according to my time schedule. God didn't fall into my schedule along this line. Well, I think you can see, and we'll talk some more about it tomorrow, that man may be deceived. We might indeed hide things from men, but we never can do that from God. God doesn't go back on His word. Men sometimes do. We'll pick up at this point in our study tomorrow. Please remember it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you.